That would be a good idea, boys. Yeah, forgetting about the two walk-offs. Terrific baseball games, but didn't end the way we like. Go into Tampa, really good baseball team, and put them on the edge for the first two. And then the bats came out yesterday, and Tanner Bibee continues to just be so impressive, as does Gavin Williams and Logan Allen. It's remarkable what our three young pitchers have been able to do.
Hey, Bob, was Tanner on the team's radar screen going into spring training?
Well, I think he was on the radar in the sense that if something negative would have happened, this was a young man that we could hand the ball to and let's get him an opportunity to see what he could do at the big league level. It took, obviously, Zach Plesac to struggle and be sent to AAA, and then Shane Bieber and Tristan McKenzie and Cal Quantrill all to get placed on the injured list. You know, those three guys combined for more than 90 starts last year, over 700-plus innings. This year they've gotten to maybe 200 combined innings amongst the three of them. So we've had to press into duty our youngins.
Not to put too much pressure on, but Craig made a comment we were talking earlier. He says, is Tanner Bibee the ace of our staff? What are your thoughts on that kind of thought?
Well, it's interesting. After Gavin Williams' performance down in Tampa, the discussion was who could possibly be the next ace of this staff. Could it be Gavin Williams or is it Tanner Bibee? Let's hope Tristan McKenzie gets healthy and returns to form and does what he did a year ago. There's a third guy in the mix. And, of course, Shane Bieber will be around next year when we open up the season. So a healthy Shane Bieber is always the ace. But it's nice that we have this discussion that there's some options for us at that high level of performance.
The article in the paper references Gene Bearden of 1948. I mean, come on. This is great when we start bringing in the old-timers, right?
Well, Gavin Williams the other day did something that only Bob Feller and Herb Score ever did. Those are the kind of things like this one with Gene Bearden. You know, that's what makes, I think, our game the best that there is, that generational connection and just the rich history with the statistics. And, you know, Gavin Williams striking out 12 or more in back-to-back outings, only done by Bob Feller and Herb Score, two pretty good pitchers in the history of our franchise.
Talking this morning to Bob DiBiase with the Guardians is brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. Every Monday morning we get a chance to chat. Okay, we're off to Cincinnati, and then what, the Tigers, we come in for a homestand. Let's talk a little about the Reds, and then what excitement for the fans coming up this weekend.
Yeah, the Reds have been in the fight this year after struggling. You know, the Cincinnati Reds have only had six winning seasons in the last 23 years, and this year their farm system has brought them some really good young talent, and they're having a lot of fun down there in Cincinnati. So it's going to be fun for us to battle them the next two nights, and then we get to see them near the end. I think the last homestand of the season for us. But then we come home and face Detroit, the big part of this weekend. Check it all out at CleeGuardians.com. Hall of Fame weekend, inducting Dale Mitchell, prolific defender, 300 hitter, left fielder for the 1948 World Series champion Indians. And then Manny Ramirez going into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, Manny, one of the greatest sluggers in our franchise history, still holds the record for the most RBI and a single season with 165, if you can imagine, 165 RBI in the 1999 season. Just in the argument, and I think you could consider him the best right-handed hitter of his generation.
Talking with Bob DiBiase of the Guardians this morning. Hey, Bob, I don't know if you know, we're broadcasting from the Elyria Country Club this morning for the Jack Nicklaus Scholarship event for Lorain County Community College. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have a chance to talk with Mike Hargrove and also Rick Manning. Anything you need to pass on to Mike, I could use to be as a little bit of a conduit for you this morning. Any questions or anything you need to let him know about?
No, I've played a lot of golf this summer with my friend Mike Hargrove as we go out and entertain the corporate partners of the Cleveland Guardians together, and Archie, of course, whenever there's a rare off day, if we can get on the course, we do so. What a beautiful golf course you guys are at, one of the finest in Northeast Ohio. I know Jimmy Hanlon's involved in that event. Should be a real fun time. I'm missing out. I'm on my way to a speaking appearance, so I'm unable to participate and have to get to the office today because of Hall of Fame weekend. So I'm a little bummed out I'm not there at beautiful Elyria teeing it up.
Hey, Bob, just between you and me, does Mike go through any sort of routine before he hits each shot on the green or fairway?
I'm not sure that's a question you should ask him. he's not quite as deliberate addressing a golf ball as he did when he got into the batter's box, that's for sure.
Look, if Rocky
Colavito
could
– about.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, you could ask him how he would fare – with the new pitch clock, because the batter has to be engaged with the pitcher at the 8-second mark. Pitcher has to release it in the 15-second mark with nobody on base. So they might have actually had a misnomer. It should be the batter clock, since the batter has to be engaged at 8 seconds, but the pitcher doesn't have to throw it till 1 second. So he might be willing to, I'm sure he's been asked that question a few times this year.
Yeah, well, that'll be coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, but we enjoy our chats every Monday with you, Bob, and again, we'll talk again next week, hopefully after a good week with the Guardians as they still chase the Twins in the Central.
Yeah, after a good weekend against the Tigers, who have been playing pretty well, we're going to present Miggy Cabrera is retiring after an incredibly illustrious career. And we're going to present him a special gift on Sunday, his final game at Progressive Field. Thanks for having me. Have a great week, guys. Go Guardians.